Anthony Fauci admits funding Wuhan lab but still denies gain of function. By Wendell Hasebo on May 26, 2021. Dr. Anthony Fauci admitted Tuesday the National Institutes of Health, NIH, funded the Wuhan lab, but he still denies gain of function support. Fauci told the House Appropriations Subcommittee that the funds were given to the Chinese lab through the EcoHealth Alliance to support a modest collaboration with very respectable Chinese scientists who were world experts on coronavirus. Fauci, the head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, also continued to deny funding gain-of-function research, articulating that process to be taking a virus that could infect humans and making it either more transmissible and/or pathogenic for humans. That categorically was not done, Fauci explained. Senator Rand Paul, RKY, claimed Tuesday Dr. Gloom committed perjury May 12 over his gain-of-function comments related to Communist China's Wuhan lab. Paul was asked on Real America's Voice, "Do you believe he, Fauci, perjured himself?" "Absolutely, he lied to the American people," Paul explained. There was gain-of-function research going on with Dr. Shi Zhengli at the Wuhan Institute. In her paper, she actually thanked Dr. Fauci and National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, which is a part of National Institutes of Health, NIH, that Dr. Fauci runs. It's listed at the end of the paper. This paper was fined by NIAID Research, and it lists a 10-digit number that identifies the research money she got from the United States. Was it gain of function? Well, it took a SARS virus, which is a coronavirus. That's 15 times more deadly than COVID, and it added to it S protein, which is something in the surface of it, to make it more easily infectious to epithelial cells for the respiratory tract. That, to me, is gain of function. Paul also said two scientists, one from Rutgers University and another from Massachusetts Institute of Technology, confirmed the paper study's gain of function. Paul said Wednesday on Fox News that Fauci should not be able to conduct an investigation into the origins of the Chinese flu, asserting he is compromised by his funding of the lab. Bill Hemmer asked, "You allege today it's a cover-up?" Paul responded, "No, there could be a cover-up. There is an incentive by people like Dr. Fauci not to reveal anything because he would be then culpable because he was in charge of funding this lab. He personally approved it." The Biden administration has called for the World Health Organization to investigate. But the World Health Organization is heavily influenced by the Chinese Communist Party.